This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hey all, thanks for waiting. I have my tea and I'm ready to go. Hello, and welcome again to another episode of the Hold On Guys podcast. I'm your host, Roy, of Royce of Streams. You can find my information by typing Royce of Streams into any major social media outlet such as Linktree, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube. I just want to say before we begin that it has been said that I am the tallest member of this podcast. I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying that others have said it. It may be true, but I didn't say it. And
the AI also told us.
Indeed, it did. Moving on.
And I told it was wrong and it said, oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Roy isn't the tallest one in the podcast.
I'm just saying that other people have said it.
Suck it, Roy.
I am joined today by returning contributors John and Dayton and newcomer Josh. Josh, would you like to tell us all a little bit about yourself?
I suppose, since I'm contractually obligated. Hello, I'm Josh. I am a PhD student at the University of North Carolina, living in North Carolina, joining you in the evening just as my kids have fallen asleep. So I'm trying not to talk too loud. Otherwise, you will hear them screaming at me at any moment. So I apologize in advance.
Cool.
Totally fine.
All right. So,
sorry, my baby right now is literally in my lap drinking milk. I get that. Yeah.
Once the running starts, then the punching and the messes. Yeah. Enjoyed.
Okay. So how's everyone's week going? Anything good going on? Anything bad? Anything you want to discuss?
I keep cleaning and fixing things. And building. I've become a father now. Actually, wait, has that been announced on this podcast?
No.
I'm a father now. I've been gone for 2 months and I now have a wonderful little girl. Yay!
Daddy Dayton has joined the pod.
Oh, that sounds so wrong.
But yes, so right.
Anyways,
so I'm Batman.
So,
to the soundboard.
Yeah, in the past month, I want to say, I have, I fixed the freezer, I've built a small greenhouse, I've fixed a, mini can sealer that we use to, seal her milk. We do all formula feeding for her because it just didn't work out with breastfeeding. That's okay. I had to come up with a whole system of how to pretty much use boiling water and seal it to reduce any possible growth of bacteria in her food. It's been crazy.
Been checking your ESPN scores.
I was gonna say someone's fantasy team got a notification.
I was like, do I seem like the person who has a fantasy score thing? Because hell no. I just talked about fixing... Well, actually, yeah.
True. I must say, I feel a little bit called out. I barely fixed dinner this week.
Wah, wah.
I did want to ask, are there any father tropes that you're leaning into besides the fixing that's going on?
Yes, there are. Let's see. What are they? Oh, thinking my kid's amazing. Just all the time, always, originally thinking that they are way smarter than they're, I'm sure she's smart, right? But it's the whole my perfect little baby.
My baby's a genius.
Yeah, literally, yes. just because like she started babbling about 2 weeks ago, and I was just like, this is happening way too soon. And so I sent a message to my sister, and who's a PA, and I was like, is this happening too soon? Because this is crazy to me. And she honestly gave me some of the most sarcastic remarks ever, which love her for that. Yeah, she was like, yes, Staten, you should... this is by text, by the way, so I have no idea the tone of voice, but she was like, yeah, you should totally contact the... what are they called? Book of Guinness World Records for earliest talking baby or something. I was like, you know... when you send a text with sarcasm, you should really start with like /s or something. Like,
hold on, guys. I disagree entirely with that statement.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
I don't think you should start everything with like an S. This is an intimate person, you know. I feel like well, tone can
also like that. That is in and of itself probably also a bit sarcastic towards my sister. so it's sarcastic, rolled into sarcasm, but yeah, it was just really funny.
Well, maybe it's because I've been building too many, Amazon
Warhammer minis,
shelves and all that stuff, but as for the greenhouse, did you have to install the windows like a certain way? Do they only trap the light if they only go a certain way?
Let's see. Funny enough, I got because I really wanted to do it as cheaply as possible and kind of like put it in our kind of screened in porch.
Okay.
Because really, we have a couple hundred dollars at this point worth of plants.
Which I will we don't step keep in to say briefly. You also built that screened in porch, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, well, no. I designed the screened in porch, had a carpenter put in the wooden frame, and then I. Screened it in. Like I did I forget what the brand is, but essentially
you did significant labor and design of your porch.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I wanted to trying to minimize costs and whatnot. So anyway, but yeah, I built this greenhouse, but really it's like a PVC shell that you can buy on Amazon for like $50, but it comes with like really fragile, like thin metal tubing with PVC corner connectors. And all the reviews for them were like, this thing couldn't even survive a storm. This thing, blah, 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 blah.
So it's PVC connectors and then some cheap metal between it?
It's a PVC, tarp shell.
Oh, interesting.
Tarp. Okay. Yeah, it's a tarp, honestly. But it's, greenhouse shaped. And, that was, $27. And then I priced out some wood. And I made there's this website called Tinkercad where you can build 3D structures for free and whatnot. Mm. Anyways, yeah, I pretty much designed it in there and estimated how much wood I would need to buy to where it cost, in total cost, it was probably $10 more than buying the whole thing with the frame. Mm-hmm. From Amazon, but it is significantly stronger.
I guess the real dad question is, how many friends did you make at Home Depot while you were there?
Oh, gosh. So, funny enough, I didn't make any friends, but enemies? I will say the number of dads with, their little kids, just if you go in the middle of the day on a Sunday, was significant. I normally... have not seen that many, but absolutely on a weekend, seeing the old dads with or grandparents, with their.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Teenagers or infants or, like, in my case, baby, like, it was more than 20 to 30.
As a person who the closest Home Depot for me goes along the route I get to my church, I have been there on many a Sunday afternoon and gone like, ah, man, I just am every one of these guys.
Right? Yeah, no, it's just, I used to be a Lowe's person, but yeah, due to recent circumstances, I was just like, do you want fine, screw it, I'll just go to Home Depot, they're cheaper anyways.
And how many trips? Sorry, I was going to ask how many trips this took, but...
Honestly, it only took one trip, and I have two boards untouched that I can return.
Wow. Nice. Yeah.
To me, that sounded like a minimum, like a three-trip project.
No, I'm telling you, man, like, I planned this thing out in Tinkercad.
Yeah. You mentioned CAD. I've never known what that abbreviation actually is.
Oh, computer aided design.
I see. Thank you.
Josh, design the Lowe's and CAD.
to echo your little side comment from earlier, I do have a quote soundboard on my end, but I only have three things, and none of them is like appropriate to any. I have dramatic piano, drums, and ballpark, and I haven't used them yet. So you let me know who wants what at the
Well, hold on, guys.
Amazing.
Fire up the ballpark, if you will.
All right, here we go. Oh
yeah!
Oh no, that's.
Let me just state a name real fast for you.
I'm gonna abuse the hell out of that, just to let you know.
Exactly what I expected.
Showtime Shohei Ohtani, in an 18-inning game. It ties the longest since 2018 when the Dodgers were in the playoffs in the World Series for the longest innings. Shohei Ohtani went 4-for-4 in his at-bats at the plate, but an interesting thing about baseball is if you get a walk, that's not a plate appearance, or rather it's not at-bat, but it is a plate appearance. So 9 total plate appearances, 5 walks, 4 hits, just a single... person commanding the stage in October, and I have to talk about it as a baseball fan. It's never happened. It's wild.
I was like, that kind of reminds me of an XKCD comic of like
presidential. What everyone thinks of when talking about baseball.
No, just like how it's like there's a historic like the first time of blah 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 blah, and like someone did that. They did it for like presidential elections.
Yes.
And it's like the first time that they had a presidential candidate without a mustache, or the first time that there was like a, and you can honestly just do it for everything. At the same time, I now just realize that this is incredibly negative towards something you like. So
No. I'm 100% with it. In fact, it reminds me of, there is an old longstanding Reddit thing on the baseball Reddit where, or subreddit, I should say, where whenever there's some obscure, like, stat that's never happened since like 1880s when it was played entirely differently, the entire sport. Like they're like, ah, yes, tungsten, a stat that has not been overcome since Tungsten Armo Doyle from 1901. And this is one of those things where you have to go back pre-World War II into 1942 for the most recent case of 9 times getting on base in the World Series for anyone, mostly because of the number of innings, but also he's a fucking pitcher doing all of this. He's a two-way player. It's never happened as much as Babe Ruth was a successful pitcher, then a successful slugger. He was never both things simultaneously. It's just an entirely new thing that he has put on.
That sounds like one of those woke things, two things at the same time. How dare you?
It's happening in LA.
Keep that out from the library. Anyways, what?
Well, it is happening in LA, so.
This is what makes baseball the, like, dad sport, to kind of, join these two things together, because it's like, who gets to show off the most random factoids and knowledge? Mm-hmm. And who is in a position to call BS on anybody else while they're doing it? No one. You just kind of nod and be like, yeah. Unless you're, you know, you Tinkercatted your way through the project, in which case,
I was going to be like, you know, dude, like freaking, if you want guys don't want to talk sports and whatnot, I'm like, cool. And then I'll just be like in the background, like, oh, hey, that's a Lego piece. Sure. It's cool.
Sports.
I tried to find a sport to get into. I honestly like, what was it? What was it I was going to try and like really get into at one point? I think it was going to be like soccer or F1 racing.
Awesome.
And I just couldn't. I don't know. I just did not catch my mind.
Dayton, are you an F1 person?
No, I tried to be.
Okay.
And I could not even for like a single race, like stay in it. And I was just like, okay, you know, I'm fine, just giving that up. Because, you know, living in Florida, it's like, yeah, football. So I was like, sure, yay, football. But then,
particularly at Florida State.
Yeah, really. You know,
at some point, it's
particularly
just like,
the years we were there with man. Jimbo Fisher as the coach.
The good old Jimbo days. Fisher.
Oh, gosh. You good old days? You mean the one with Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The one with the alleged sexual assaulter.
Oh.
Yep. So.
I didn't know that. Sadness.
Oh, you didn't know that was like the thing that was happening on campus all the
time.
Everyone
joked about the publics of it all, but no, the sexual assaults were.
Tallahassee got in Time magazine or something like that for after they looked through all the police reports of like how many bad things the cops just looked the other way for football players.
Yeah, there was one in particular, but. It's one of these classic cases where someone later, after a lot of negative attention, recants. And the truth of it all is none of it looks good upon the then quarterback. But
yeah, the story that really got me, it wasn't about the quarterback. It was about like how a cop pulled over some guy who had stolen a moped, or sorry, a player who had taken a moped. And the guy who owned the moped like called the policeman like, hey, you know what? This is stolen, whatever. Cop pulled over the player and was like, oh yeah, and they, I guess they either talked about football or realized it was a football player and just kind of went like, all right, get on out of here. Just like with a stolen moped. Like,
sounds about right.
He got to leave with the moped?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
even better.
I never observed this, but I heard people talking about over the summer, because they would have to be there for practice scrimmages and things like that, that they really would get rowdy. And sometimes they would have, like, from dorm to dorm, ongoing BB gun fights.
Jimmy Christmas.
And the folks who would complain about it would be the ones who would get some kind of reprimand from...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
The FSU local
police. None of that sounds surprising in the slightest.
That all said, my brief sports segment, I appreciate you using for the first time our lovely soundboard. And I couldn't have... That wouldn't have come to mind if the ballpark had not been mentioned. And... I just, it's October baseball, y'all. Watch the World Series. Why not? Maybe Toronto wins. Go Canada.
And that... Oh, shit. I deleted it. I was going to say... I just deleted it right off the soundboard.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It's just like, it's gone. I wanted to...
Well, folks,
I want them to say that concludes the sports segment, but that concludes, I guess, all sports segments from now until the end of the podcast.
Hooray. Oh gosh, I came through in someone's computer.
It is something to cry about.
Yeah, it's Roy. Wow.
So there's your new theme, right? Just whatever random sound came on your soundboard software.
Yeah.
That's what's next? Well, you said classical piano. I really can't help there.
Dramatic piano and drums. And I don't know if it's going to be like a drum roll or like a, I really hope it's the, oh, hold on. I hope it's like the ba-dum-psh type of dealio. Here we go.
If the dramatic piano is what I think it is, I can do that.
All right. Okay. You will hear dramatic piano. No.
On my vacation. I was in the city of
Chicago.
Okay. Yes. Good.
Yes.
Knock jokes with that one? I don't know.
Yeah.
While I was there,
and use it to punctuate everything.
As one of our learned academians, I went to this Adler Planetarium and saw a very interesting little, I don't know if you would call it a documentary or just a film in the planetarium, but it was an incredible 360-degree panoramic view showing a program about finding nine, the ninth planet, not Pluto, but far out beyond there. There has been a lot of data showing that the orbits of a pretty big cloud of debris that does orbit the sun, but is well past even Pluto, almost like a second asteroid belt. There is some thinking now that there might have been, there might currently be a planet that is 250 AUs, so distance from the Earth to the sun, of distance away, something up to the size of near Neptune, that is pulling some parts of the solar system back toward it and causing some of the irregular orbits that they're seeing in this band of meteoroids and other things that's out at this distance, having these irregular rotations around the sun. So there may be, in the next decade, with enough time and enough telescopes pointed in the right direction, discovery of a true ninth planet with a nearly like 3,000 year orbit of the sun.
Wow. That's wild.
Has anyone else heard say it's of this phenomenon?
Port of this no. universe.
Oh, what a cloudy day it has been. And you opened up like a ray of sunshine.
Yep. You're welcome. Right. Port cloud. All right.
Yes.
I've heard of this. I decided
Daddy
to say
Dayton strikes again.
I hate it. I hate puns so much. I have heard of this. It is really cool and exciting. It's very hopeful. I think, it's going to be really cool just to see what they kind of come up with and see what happens. Maybe James Webb will be able to give us a better look, but honestly, James Webb is looking at so much else that it could be a while.
All right, boys. So I got a goofy prompt and a possibly fun prompt. What prompt do you want?
Possibly fun. I just because little sweetheart here is just having a hard time, so I might have to go early.
Okay.
Understand.
You're gonna gamble on the possibly fun then?
Yeah.
Instead of the outright goofy. Okay.
Goofy was my pun. That's it. Goofiness over. Killed it. Took it out to the back shed. Old young bit. Who you?
Oh, that was much better.
Mickey. You.
All right. So do you want? So the fun one is we're gonna rank three things and we're just gonna talk about it, and so that could be going for a long time. So. Do you think that you're going to be on for, like, what's the Felicity situation like?
She is trying to fight sleep, but her eyes are getting closer and closer to closed.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to do potentially goofy and possibly awesome, right? So what is the best phrase to hear from your significant other or your partner? What's the best thing that you get to hear from them say to you?
Fuck off. I mean, being very honest, it is always hilarious whenever I hear her say that to me.
Oh, okay.
The
immediacy in which you said that, I was like,
what is it that whatever just always brings a smile to my face whenever she says it to me? And I'm going to have to say it's whenever she, because I can get like really clever retorts.
Uh-huh.
And just at some point, she'll just kind of look at me and be like, fuck off.
Okay.
And I love it.
Dayton, in honor of you, I will put a, when she says it, if it were in text form, there would be a slash S. And she just says, yes, dear, when I'm going way too long with the story or something like that. Or explaining something she already very well knows, especially as a social worker. So that is my yes,
dear. Your significant other is a social worker?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Licensed counselor as well as has been a case manager and social worker, though she currently works for the Missouri Department of Rural Health.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so funny. I didn't know that. Yeah, because that's what, my wife is. Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
It requires a special breed to deal with us.
Yeah, sorry. I said my apologies in a form of I have not asked you that before, or if you've said it to me before, I did not register it.
I'm very happy to talk about my girlfriend. I am a girlfriend guy, so I'm always happy to talk about things like that.
Mr. Josh?
I gotta go with sure. You can go sit down and record a podcast with Roy and two other people at 7:30 at night, right when the kids are laying down for bed.
I was gonna say, what are the ages of your kids?
Say, Roy, what was that one soundboard again?
This one. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Fits better than the baseball one, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the baseball's gone. That's gone forever.
No, that's true. Yep. Yeah. Mine, to answer the question, mine are 9 and 3.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, a little bit of a gap.
Honestly, I like that. We're hoping that we might also have, I don't know about that much, but yeah, we're hoping to have a bit of a gap too.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because the older one can kind of look over the younger one to an extent, but also the younger one tries extra hard to keep up. And, he had his second trip to get stitches a couple weeks ago. In his short life, he's had a few injuries just doing too much.
I'm pretty sure I met him for the first time that day.
Yes. Yeah.
Or the day after.
Yeah. It was that weekend. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
As someone who's had plenty of stitches, well done. Yeah, are any of these head injuries or?
Oh, and exclusively.
Yeah, how many?
I forget. Two separate instances now. I forget the number of them. He dislocated his thumb. No, he broke his thumb out too. He's done that as well. So,
I have a collection of 3 or 4. I want to say 3 concussions, 2 of which being when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hear that. I lived through it. There's no measurable changes to my behavior.
Very subtle.
Good stretch.
I will say that the 3 words that I love hearing from my wife, it's the best 3 words that I could possibly think of. You were right.
Well, no, and isn't that such an interesting thing in terms of like, because that's such like a trope, right? Of
right,
like
way right. back
when it's like, yes, dear, whatnot. But honestly, like we both have like had so many times where we'll just say, oh shoot, yeah, you're right about this or that. And it's like, okay, cool. So we don't have to like revel in it. I don't know.
Right. So I told her about what I was going to say, and she gave me, I could feel her looking at me, even though I was looking in a different direction. But like, in all seriousness, like when we do, like, just like you said, Dayton, like when you get to that moment where you're like damn it, like, fuck, like, yes, you were right. I'm sorry. And like, it's just kind of like a ha ha, you know, and not in like, I'm going to rub your face in it type of way, but you know, but it does become like pseudo joke and pseudo I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, and exactly.
You could take, like, sometimes you could take it a little far, and then it's super cute when she takes it a little far. You know, she's like, "What was that?" Ha ha ha! Like, yes, you were right. I'm sorry. You know, totally. And like, I think that is like absolutely super duper fun, because I think anything that in a relationship where you and your partner have like a secret. Not a secret, not like almost like an inside joke that to the outsiders looking in, they're like, "The fuck is wrong with you guys?" And like, "Oh, don't worry about it." Like, you know, it's like that is like top tier relationship status.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, let's see. Question to you all then, in terms of having watched a stand up, not to take us too far off of topic, have any of you guys watched it's Mike Birbiglia new one? It's about them. About them having a kid.
Birbiglia, what's
the new one?
He's on. Is he on a stage? And there's like a bunch of kids' toys around him.
At one point, yes, that is like one of the kind of big surprises.
Sorry, I thought there.
You know, well, honestly, that is such a beautiful and honest look at parenthood, early parenthood. Mm-hmm. That and I love it, honestly, like tremendously. But anyways, the reason why I brought that up. Was because, he covers in there like a story of like someone did like a really embarrassing wedding toast or something. Mm-hmm. And then he said he and his wife looked at each other and they're like, "We're going to be talking about this for the rest of our lives."
Mm-hmm.
Like, so now it's like always a phrase between the two of them.
Yeah.
And for Becca and I, Becca one time had like an intern in social work who just would not listen to what she had to say. And would just always be like, I know. And so now, just randomly, whenever we like talk to each other, and it's like, sort of like, "Oh, hey, like, the dishwasher's acting up a little bit," and just turn to each other and be like, "I know." And it's amazing. Anywho, so
I will say go on.
Nope, that's it.
I was going to say that Mike Birbiglia doesn't always have the best jokes.
Oh, no, not at all.
Is the way that he's able to tell a story within a story within an even larger story is like masterwork level. Just it's phenomenal.
I think of him almost more of a humorist than like a stand-up comedian, who's me think of them. Reminds me of one of the people who kind of popularized and was an icon as this was Samuel Clemens, known as Mark Twain. He would get up on a stage and have like humorous stories of his time, and there would be genuine laughter from the crowd, but also it was kind of just more storytelling than like rapid fire jokes or trying to get big reactions. Mm-hmm. I put Nick Offerman in a similar place with his comedy special.
Yeah,
I don't think of that as like a stand-up comedian, although it is the form of stand-up comedy that he's doing it in. But it is more like a humorist, and I find it to be not the same kind of shocking amount of laughter funny as some other comics. I Josh? Think the first time I ever heard of Mike Birbiglia was from Fresh Air.
Oh, that's funny.
I have no experience with his work, so I have no thoughts on this. I am like looking him up now.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
For later viewing.
Yeah, he really, like, one of his big best stories is that he has a very rare sleep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's not about you this time, sweet baby girl.
Oh, but it always is.
Yeah, right. He has a very rare sleep disorder where he does not get the body paralysis. So he will act out his dreams if push, like, at any times. And this culminates in his life at one point by him jumping out of, like, second story window of a hotel.
In Walla Walla, Washington.
Yeah, just freaking, jumped out through the window.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Window in his sleep and just running. And then he wakes up mid-run being like, huh, what? And then he enters through the lobby door while the front desk is getting like a gazillion calls about it.
And, hearing you say it, I've heard it more than a few times. And hearing you talk about it, I will add that in addition to being a master storyteller, he also has a way of like Tarantinoing. Thank you. It's to the point where he'll like give you like the last 20 minutes. He gives you the last 10 minutes of the story, and then he'll go back in time and then give you a little bit more of the ending, and then he'll go back in time until he gives you the whole story, and then he runs through the whole story again, and. You know, like then you put the last hour of his story all together, like one giant Lego piece, and it's chef's kiss good.
Okay, I was worried about what direction you're going to go with that because I was like, oh no, it sounds like it's just repeating the same. But yeah, okay.
No.
In fact, if you ever want the 38-minute listen, there is the Fresh Air interview from 2010 that I listened to where I first heard about Mike Birbiglia.
What
it's about sleepwalking with me.
Don't know.
Sleepwalk with Me, the movie that he made about.
But what is Fresh Air that you're talking about?
Wait, what?
From NPR.
Do you not know NPR? What?
Are you not a donor?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. 33 minutes in. Here we go. It's the Roast Roy session. Let's go. Here we go. Happens every episode.
He doesn't have a tote bag.
You need a Roast Roy? I didn't know about this.
Oh, I mean, that's what every episode has been so far. At some point, there's a good roasting of Roy.
So I assumed that you were a big NPR fan because the title of your podcast, you know, is strikingly similar to an NPR, like, comedy show.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Which one?
Don't tell me.
I don't feel like that.
I will say that it did draw upon inspiration.
I guess it is derivative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have listened to Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, of course, Peter Sagal. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is, so I'm looking at, you know, mm-hmm. this comedian, and yeah, okay, so he's on NPR talking about the film, and it's, you know, it's on his Wikipedia page that he has this disorder. If you have this disorder and it's widely known, like, what could you do under the guise of...
Again, I'm going to point to the hilarity that he talks about in his special, the new one, because he does detail out quite hilariously how they make sure, they end up, when they're pregnant and whatnot, they like end up going to a doctor and be like, yeah, so I have this disorder, what, is that dangerous for the baby? And the doctor goes, oh yeah, like, some people take the baby and they kick it into the mantelpiece or something.
I'm kicking a field goal in the Super Bowl. And, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good Lord. So, yeah, okay, like, yeah.
Yeah, just like absolute, and so like they have to do like this whole protocol with the baby, but also means he cannot miss sleep at all.
Yeah.
Which, you know, as a parent yourself, Josh, like, newborn.
So he has just created his own personal hell by having this child.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't say it's his personal hell. It's his wife's personal hell.
Yes. You know what? That's, you know what? I'm considering the wrong person here. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, honestly. And again, I would implore, fine, then I'll even say to you, John, I will implore you to then watch that special because okay. It's hilarious. It is a beautiful, hilarious look at like parenthood in terms of for Josh. Yeah, there is one that would agree with something Roy said. There is one segment that's a little, it's pretty gross about him going to Amsterdam one time. Take that what you may.
Excellent.
I don't remember that, and I don't know.
Outside of that, it's pretty, like, I love that special, and like it's.
And where could the listeners stream or?
I think it's Netflix, probably.
Wonderful.
I mean, there's also like you know, illegal sites, but you know,
we don't talk of those on this official podcast.
Just Google it. Where to watch this thing, and it tells you.
Yeah,
that's what I do for everything.
Yeah, but absolutely cannot. Give it enough compliments in terms of just like the whole process of trying to get pregnant, getting pregnant, having the baby. Like it's a beautiful thing.
I just have to give it a look.
So there you go.
Look and a listen.
And then Roy, I was curious, maybe this was discussed in another episode, but how was the move?
For everyone at home, I moved from Fort Myers and I live in Durham. My wonderful wife got a job at Duke Health and she's enjoying it so far. So hooray for everyone involved. So
sweet.
Hey,
can you have her send me her pharmacodynamics, pharmacokinetics?
Yeah, we can talk about that not on the internet.
But I want that stuff, okay?
Like, sure. So,
remind me all of your blood types.
And this is my childhood pet growing up.
Number, what
and
is this it? Is my please,
high school. Yeah, exactly. So, on Saturday, the 4th of October, I drove just under 13 hours in one day, 7 a.m. to 7:45 p.m. Left Fort Myers, drove up here, and like I mostly did the speed limit. I mean, there were a few times where I was cruising. Like I looked down, I was like, "Oh, I need to slow down right now." And like you know,
to be fair, everyone wants to get out of South Carolina as fast as possible.
Oh my God! Yes.
So that was actually a huge shock, right? So like. So we were cooking, right? I got up to Jacksonville, and I thought it was like Jacksonville, boom, Georgia. And I was like, no, there's still like 30 friggin' minutes of Florida before I get out of fucking Florida. I was so annoyed. So we finally get into Georgia, and I was like, I need to walk around for a little bit. We finally get, you know, we drive all the way up. I get to South Carolina, and I'm like, what is going on with this infrastructure? Or lack thereof, because like every road had numerous, like it was insane. South Carolina, fix your shit. Finally got into North Carolina. The roads magically got better. Got to Durham. We got to the hotel and Katie got out of the car and I was like, I'm going to go park the car. And she said, okay, I'm not getting back in the car. And I said, totally understandable. So, you know, we stayed in Durham the 5th through the 7th. About a place to live, moved a couple boxes in, et cetera, blah, 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 whatever. Hung out with Josh and his lovely family, hung out with some other friends. It was a good time. The 8th, we flew home at 5 a.m. That was dumb. Never do that. Got to Fort Myers at 10 a.m. Did some more packing, like last minute. You know, like packed the last TV, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Hung out with the family, had dinner, went back to the house in Fort Myers, fell asleep on the floor, woke up on Thursday, packed the truck, left Fort Myers at 6 p.m., got to Jacksonville at midnight, fell asleep, did the rest of the drive on Friday, the whatever day we're on, and then got up to Durham at like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Josh came over. He brought beer. He was my hero.
I mean, I drank most of it.
And he did drink most of it.
Lush.
But him and his son helped us unpack the truck.
He drank the rest of it.
And then I promised everyone, I was like, I'll buy dinner. And I said, guys, I don't care if I have to walk to the pizza place and back, but I am not driving another friggin' mile. So we ended up going out. It was a good time. And basically 2 weeks after that, the week after that, Katie and I were just putting the house together. And do you know how many things require an Allen wrench to put together? Everything. Fucking everything. And actually did some research, and the inventor of the Allen wrench invented it in 1902, and I hope that person's rotting in hell, because
James Allen.
It's a great freaking tool.
You know, it is, except for the wrench part. Like, and I don't understand why companies will design something to where you can't use the Allen wrench when that's the only thing you have to use to put, you know, to screw the thing in. We put together three L-shaped shelves, like entire bed set, a whole everything. Put everything together. It was nuts. For the most part, we're completely moved in. For the most part, we're completely set up. We have a couple of boxes here and there in each room. That's essentially like the, what are we going to do with these things? Like, we don't have a space. What are we doing with them? You know, the last little bits, right? Mm-hmm.
Closet, forget about them.
Pretty much. At this point, it's just going to be like, all right, let's consolidate all this crap into one box and put it in the closet. I planned, I meticulously planned out everything leading up to the move and the move itself. And I planned on, all right, we're going to get all this crap out of the truck. It's going to go in the house. And then
you used Tinkercad to do it.
What? You Tinkercad. And then after that, I forgot to plan anything. So, you know, we're in the house with a bunch of boxes going, fuck, like, what do we do now? That was fun. Overall, it was extraordinarily exhausting, mentally draining. Is not something that I really ever want to do again. And if we do, I hope to God that I'm rich enough to where I can just hire people and say, clean all this stuff up, bring it to that place. I'll see you in a couple of days. And I mean, like, that was the long and the short of it. I did a lot of things that I didn't think I could do, like drive 13 hours in one day and not go completely insane. Like, you know, those last 2 hours, you know, you're singing everything in the top of your lungs, just bop, 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 you know, and it's just, it's brutal. But loving Durham so far, this place is rules. This is very eclectic and weird and great and awesome and, like, weird in the best possible way.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Oh.
What is the most fun thing you've encountered so far in Durham?
Is it the wheat?
What'd you say?
Is it the wheat?
It's the mustard.
The most fun, I will say, is driving on these wiggly ass roads. I don't think any road goes straight anywhere in the city. No.
Wait, is it one of those cities where it's like wrapped around hills and whatnot?
Yeah.
It is if you're coming from Southwest Florida where everything isn't a grid. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, Ro, you weren't far from a place called Rotunda West, right?
True.
Where they literally just named it after concentric circles of roads they made. Like,
exactly.
You know, there's no creativity there.
No.
In Durham, what is the largest number of intersections you've been at while driving?
I think there's
a fun thing in St. Louis is that you have several places where there's actually a five-way intersection.
Yeah, there's several here that's five ways. I think one is called Five Points. Then there's a couple of other places that are, you know, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ooh, five intersections.
Where Morgan Ford and Gravois come together in St. Louis.
There are more than a few left or right turns where you're not making a 90. You're making like, I don't know, this is you're almost turning around backward to go left, onto the next road.
Have you come across people using, like, it's a thing here, using the turn lane just as a general traffic lane?
No, but that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, it's awful.
Okay, all right. What I've seen, like, something that blows my mind is they'll put an intersection or a light or a stop sign at the bottom or the top of a hill, so you have absolutely no way of seeing who's on either side of you. So it's very much a Jesus take the wheel and I'm going to press on the gas real hard type of deal.
Oh, Roy, I think you should then be very careful of those places once winter hits.
FYI. Sorry?
Be very, because how many times have you had to drive winter roads?
Oh, never. So that those intersections, I try to make a mental note of so I don't do that, like, so I don't go that way.
Hello.
Like, that's the baby. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's a pterodactyl I'm also raising.
Oh, I thought someone was letting one loose, like, just, like, into the microphone.
Wow, Dayton, are you gonna take this man saying that your newly born child sounds like a fart?
Yeah, why not? Anyways,
the squeaker.
No, she's a little kitty. I mean, she probably did fart earlier, and it's probably in the recording.
But I mean, yes. Well, this too. Whenever winter comes, as far as I understand, if it does snow here, it doesn't last for very long.
No, but it's bad because there's no infrastructure and it gets icy.
Really? So they don't even sand them?
So the select roads, they will. They'll take like the, you know, the salt solution, the saline type stuff. But only on some roads. If you look up, I think it was 2014, there was a huge snowstorm in Raleigh and it generated kind of this image of all these cars backed up on the highway. Two of them are on flames. Like, it became kind of the basis of a meme for a minute there.
The 2014 Snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon?
Yeah, that's right. I thought they were two separate events. One was Snowpocalypse and Snowmageddon.
Yep.
But, yeah. I mean,
it's bad.
Okay, so I was curious about that because, like, from Idaho, they, like, teach you how to drive over black ice and whatnot. Is that the kind of town where...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
It's not a bad idea to get stud tires.
I think that's probably illegal. Nah, I don't know. I think it would be overkill. Like last year it was definitely enough ice that it caused problems. The year before that wasn't too bad. It's more like people are not used to it. So all of a sudden they just kind of forget how to drive completely and probably should just stay home.
Yeah, so. And Roy, best tips I can give you is just lay off the gas.
Yeah.
If you have to, lay off the gas.
Yeah.
If you fishtail, turn towards the turn, turn towards the way that you're turning.
Yeah.
And if you just start to go, pressing on the gas is not going to help you. It's going to make it worse. You just have to coast and if you hit something,
Thing I do remember from driver's ed. They really just glazed over it and they're like, we have to go through this because it is driver's ed, but you're never going to encounter this, so
Is it still the case with modern brakes that you need to tap out?
No, you don't need to pump the brakes out. That was pre-ABS.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, ABS or anti-lock brakes make it to where you no longer have to pump the brakes because, if you were to hit them too hard way back in the day, you could lock up your brakes, and so you had to kind of like tap on your brakes. No longer.
I said my first car I had to do that.
Yeah. I'm very sorry. But
Katie learned to drive in Chicago, so so she knows the, you know, the things to do.
I'm sorry, wait. I believe Chicago has a soundboard implement.
Dramatic piano?
Yes.
No. I don't want to turn this into the Morning Zoo Crew podcast.
Perfect. Amazing.
Sparingly. A sprinkle of it.
She's kind of snoring.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to driving in ice and snow. But I know it'll happen eventually, so like, yeah, I need to learn.
There is some good news, though. And that is, you're coming from the Gulf Coast of Florida, right? So you get to act all superior when, like, a rainstorm comes in. Everybody's, like, freaking out and clearing the shelves of supplies. Yep. And you're, like, Florida man barbecuing in the storm.
Well, hey, thanks to climate change, you get to experience both.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh, for a second, I thought you were going to say, you're in luck, global warming will take care of that.
Yeah, right? Congrats, you will soon have beachfront property. That was actually something that surprised me, because, yeah, one time I drove through a really heavy rainstorm in Virginia, and I'm assuming drivers are kind of similar between the two in terms of, do they activate their hazards in those
Everyone
big,
does.
Heavy rainstorms? What? That's insane.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. It's state to state, the laws actually mandate different things. So in North Carolina, you're actually directed like to use them even though you're moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to have learned that from the DMV if I ever got an appointment.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
Now, for North Carolina, in particular Durham, is there a specific culinary tradition city is known for?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well then, as you think about that, I do want to say, earlier when it was like about foods or whatnot, and I said the wheat, it's because it's a pun on the name of Durham. So it's Durham wheat. You're welcome. I hate it.
You know what? That doesn't even deserve the drum.
Yeah, no, that needed to be just stated. I couldn't let you just live your life without not knowing what I set up there. So, you're welcome.
Macaroni meat.
And on that note, I mentioned the mustard because that's the
city mustard based barbecue.
Well, there's that, but the city's logo, the bull, which is the name of the baseball team. If you've ever seen the movie Bull Durham, was filmed in Durham. It comes from Coleman's mustard, which is made in England in Durham, England. So
amazing.
The town, that's how they have the logo and all that, because of the mustard in England.
I think I get along with you, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh,
just based on this,
you have managed to retroactively give me the biggest wish for a Budum Ching, and impressive. I thank you for culturing me, a swine of St. Louis.
On mustard?
I was like, John, where are you going with this? I was getting worried for a second. I was like, you're being a little bit too harsh on yourself. I was like, are you okay, man?
Well, there just so happens to be a mustard connection with St. Louis, because yellow mustard is originated at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis.
So
there has
people just like, you know what? I really hate these mustard seeds. Let me just grind them up into tiny pieces. Let me just add a bunch of, what is it, cumin and paprika?
Those are things.
I forget what helps bring out the yellow color.
That I don't
know.
Right? Because it's like, if you just mash up straight mustard seeds, it's more of like a tan, right? So it's like, what is it that kind of brings out that really bright yellow?
Yellow number three?
That's a possibility.
I mean...
All right, fine. Googling that in the meantime.
While you look that up.
Sometimes I choose foods based solely on how they act as a vehicle, a delivery vehicle for mustard. It's really just the mustard I want. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, if you're if your fave is French's, it is in fact a St. Louis original.
I might have known that. That makes sense.
Like if you have a really good mustard but a bad pretzel, you'll just keep eating the pretzel for good mustard. Because I do that all the time.
A bad pretzel but with good beer, cheese, or mustard, sure. I got to keep going.
Mostly German. Having a baby, I can no longer, or like, not, yes, I had the baby. No. All right. Raising a baby.
Dayton, you were correct. I'm sorry. It is turmeric that brings out the yellow.
Really? I don't think dye. I said turmeric. I think I said cumin and... Did I actually say turmeric?
I thought you said turmeric.
This is recorded.
Take the W on that sure. one.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, tell us who's right.
I mean, I guess it was just when I, you know, go back and listen and I'll just like, you know, insert like right here. Like, oh, Dayton was right. You know, whatever.
Oh my goodness. So French's was sold to J.J. Coleman of the United Kingdom.
There's the connection right there.
Shazam.
Where else are you going to get this hard-hitting mustard research on the spot, folks?
Amazing. Oh, shoot, dude. Like, we're going to... Oh, what was I going to say? Well, actually, I don't know. It could gross people out.
Oh,
okay.
Go with it. Okay, yeah. I can no longer do whole grain mustard after I've raised a baby.
Oh.
Yep.
I see now the predicament.
Yep.
Look, do you think after enough like years...
Just like it.
After enough time, do you think that will recede?
Who knows? I mean, who knows? As the universe may... I will not... what is it? I will not state a direct yes or no. I just... Absolutely, for the time being, no.
To go back to the original question of what culinary aspect is Durham known for... Josh, you were telling me something about Durham and coffee, right? Something.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely got like a coffee scene. They had the World Barista Championship here this past year. There's a local roaster that wins a bunch of like international awards and stuff. So it's I don't know if I would like characterize Durham by the coffee, but that's certainly a kind of a prominent feature of it. In terms of food and that.
Pike's Durham Place. All right.
Pike's, yeah, exactly. counterculture is probably the biggest one here. And I know you can get counterculture in Publix or wherever, you know, else.
I looked up, what is Durham, North Carolina known for food-wise into Google. And I just got, like, the southern stuff, you know, fried chicken, grits, chicken and waffles, barbecue, etc. Nothing that's like, you know, you have to try. It's not like, you know, Chicago deep dish or Chicago dog or, pizza or, you know, anything like that. It's nothing that's kind of like,
just kidding.
I got to say, as a Missourian, people typically think, like, my girlfriend was like, oh, you're a southern state. You weren't a Midwest state. And I was like, no. That is one of the rare times you're incorrect because... we do not really have a grits tradition, and I think that is one of the things that separates us from being a southern state and a Midwesterner. So my question is, do any of you guys actually really have a hankering for grits?
No.
Sometimes.
Not unless I can...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made shrimp and grits last weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here and there.
Okay. I have had a like shrimp etouffee with grits that I thought was very good, but that is like... along with something. I just don't have never really liked grits on their own.
I like grits, but I am kind of scared to try the seafood here because they keep saying like, it's fresh salmon. And I'm like, that's impossible. Like where? Like, did someone raise it in a pool nearby? Because like, I just don't, I don't understand.
I would love to see that in North Carolina, a salmon farm in the mountains.
Have any of you ever actually been to a fish farm?
Yes. Well,
I have before. There's a few catfish farms in, that would be out past Cuba, Missouri.
How bad does it smell? Or does it not smell at all? I would be surprised if it didn't smell at all.
I wouldn't say it smells all that funky. Okay. I mean, I think the biggest issue that can happen is, if you get, like, with any running stream, any sort of algae blooms, then it immediately, like, has a certain, I don't know,
Right.
That's the only stink I think of, because I went when there was a little bit of an algae bloom, so I can't fully say.
Right. I mean, like, you know, there's a smell and then there's a stank, you know, and if it's stanky, then get me the hell away. But if if it just smells like fish, then I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I think there's a smell. I don't think it's awful. Like, also, I do need to eat some crow because I laughed about, you know, fish farm and the mountains. I was like, again, coming from Idaho, there are literal salmon farms.
Right.
But normally where it's like, yeah, they raise the young and then they try and get them out to the ocean. I think if, from what I remember as a kid going to them, whatnot, like they smell like fish, maybe kind of like a, sometimes like a, outdoors store when you kind of go like where all the, baits are or whatnot, like kind of has a little bit of that smell to it, but yeah.
I had sushi yesterday, and that's where like all this like where is this coming from? Because it says, you know, fresh crab, and I'm like, that crab doesn't grow in a river, and so it's just like yeah.
Do you want to hear a kind of a snobby story?
Yes,
I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah.
All right. So there was like in Thomasville, not too far north from Tallahassee, there was like this maybe it's still there, seafood restaurant that everyone was raving about. So Beck and I one time went up there, and it had on the menu Idaho River trout. And I was like, really? Idaho River trout? So I was like, okay, I guess I have to. And so then, and this place, honestly, it was like trying to be kind of bougie. So I was like, so I got a bit of a bougie question. Actually, yes, the waitress is like, just to be like kind of a dick, but I was also curious, what river did this come from in Idaho? And of course, this poor waitress had no idea. And she's like, I don't even think there's anyone in here who could answer that, I think was her response. And I was like, do you know what? I respect that. I still ate it.
It's just funny. Generic whitefish or something, probably.
I know, right? But no, it's...
It's tilapia. Good.
No, it's not. Honestly, I don't think it tastes the same. I think trout does have its own kind of like... yeah, I can't describe the flavor. Like, it is fish. It's like, there's the fish flavor, but it's like... I think it is kind of different.
Yeah, for sure.
I will fight you on this hill. Anyways.
Well, folks, turns out there's a Taylor Fish Farms that's not too far away from Durham, North Carolina, up to the northwest. If you were to go...
giving me fucking homework?
Just a flurry, just a flurry of typing.
As if you were going to Greensboro, you you know, you hang a quick right over towards Arrowhead on 86.
Oh, this isn't that far, Roy.
And you make it to Taylor Fish Farm.
You can make fish a trip farm out of it.
Okay.
You absolutely can. And you can ask for a tour. Hold on. They're fantastic.
What is this called?
Bluegill,
what is this called?
Taylor Fish Farm. Good fellow.
Which,
or you can just go to carolinafishhatchery.com. And they got red ear sunfish, channel catfish, fathead minnows, if you need
to. Stop that far.
That's carp, ornament koi, or. Are we
sponsored by Taylor Fish Farm? I'm now really curious about this.
Nor have they asked for my endorsement. They could be terrible. Who knows?
But there's a cheese manufacturer up there. That sounds a lot more fun.
Visit Cedar Grove, North Carolina. And with that, hold on, guys. I think my girlfriend's here. And unfortunately, she brought me just grits.
All right.
For dinner.
Well, we're going to let you go eat your grits, and we'll be back in a moment.
Yep. Enjoy that.
Have fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.